Mishnah 4, V'chein Beis Habad. Similarly, if an olive press, Shub Banoi Basela, which is built into a rock, V'gina Achas Al Gabav, and there's a garden built on top of it. So you've got your olive press built into a rock, and on top of it is a garden. And says the Qati that the olive press is owned by one person, and the garden is owned by another person. And then what happens? The nifchas, that it opens up, it partially like falls in. So the owner of the garden, he can come down and he can sow his garden in the olive press until the guy, you know, rebuilds it. The guy doesn't want to rebuild it. So you know, remember the case with the 2 hours in the last Mishnah. So if the guy doesn't want to rebuild it, he can come down and sow his garden underneath until the guy decides to fix up his olive press, and then he can rebuild his, replant his garden on top. A bit of a change of topic.
Can you similarly claim the money back, like in the case with the houses? The guy now comes to, it's his olive press. So you've built your garden.
Yeah. No. It's his, you should have rebuilt it in the first place. Change of topic. If a wall or a tree falls into the public domain and causes damage, and the Qati says this is talking about a case with circumstances beyond his control. So because it's circumstances beyond his control, patur mila shalom, so he does not have to pay. Nasnu lo zman lakutz, but if they gave him time to cut down the tree, so the Beis Din came to him and said, look, your tree or your wall are shaky, your tree or your wall are looking a bit shaky, and you better take them down, and they give him time to do it. Or to take down his wall, and it falls in that time they've given him, then pater. Then he is not, he doesn't have to pay because they gave him a certain amount. He was still within the time limits that they gave him. But after that amount of time, chav, he is liable if he doesn't take it down and then it falls and causes damage.